I've been trying to freaking make a questionnaire, and this is the third fucking time I've done it, and it's not working. So, hi. This is Candy. I'm going to do a questionnaire for you. Hopefully, I can fucking do it this time. But I don't know why, but I just am not capable of doing these things today, and I don't know why. But, let's see. Can I find one, please? Okay, here we go. This is the Mama Didn't Raise No Fool questionnaire from Rubber Fowl. Fool. I hope I'm saying that right. Ugh. Okay, we will do a few of these because I want to post something for you guys because you've been all so sweet to me. Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to post something. Okay. Enough of my rambling. How did you find out about Gone Wild Audio? Were you searching for something like it, or did you stumble upon it by accident? Actually, the first audio I ever listened to was on Tumblr, and it was British Filth, and I absolutely adore him. And I listened to an other source, and then it led to him, and I just kind of got hooked on it. I like creating scenarios in my mind, and then I heard this, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is perfect!" And things led to another. And then I just kind of went to MSA and A, and then Carnivore. Carnivore was who I found on Soundgasm, and then I went to Gone Wild Audio, and I just started listening to everybody, and I was a lurker for a long time, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go out of my comfort zone, and I'm going to post something. Hopefully, it's up to your guys' standards, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I got my microphone. You know what my microphone is? My earphones. And I have GarageBand opened, and I'm just recording shit. So hopefully it's okay. But yeah, that's how I found it, and I love it. It's a really warm, welcoming community, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And well, the next question: at some stage, you made the transition from listener to creator. Do you remember what prompted this? Again, something was just pushing me to do it because I like doing voice acting, and I actually have a YouTube channel, but I'm not going to put that out there just yet. Maybe I will. But I'm a filmer. I edit my videos with my fiance, and we have this little group, and it's just a big part of my life, and I really wanted to expand my horizons and doing some scripts. Hopefully I will, but I wanted to start off with a questionnaire so you guys can get to know me. But I'm rambling. Okay, next question. For you, what makes audio erotica so appealing? Just the stories that these people create and the passion that you feel when you're listening to it and the little sounds here and there. And it's just, I don't know, it's intriguing to me, and I just really like it. It's something different. Number four, GWA often allows creators and listeners to explore taboo kinks. Have you learned anything new about your own sexuality since discovering Gone Wild Audio? Yes, I have. I have a daddy kink now because of it, and I don't want to tell anybody, but gosh, whoever listens to this now knows. and BDSM, but I already liked choking and spanking, but just the basics and that bondage stuff. I really don't know much about it, but And the hostage situation. This sounds really weird. Speaking it out loud instead of in my head. Okay. Getting flustered now. Okay. On to the next question. Do you have a GWA idol that is someone who inspires you, or do you have a deep respect for? Actually, I have a few, and it's Was Away, Now I'm Back 10, Carnivore, and Ever Distant Utopia. Those are my three favorite. And I love their voices. They're so sexy. And I talked to Was Away, Now I'm Back 10, and he is such a sweet guy. He's so genuine and really sweet. Yeah. Okay. And Ever Distant Utopia, he's really sweet too. But I commented on Carnivores, but I don't think you saw them. But yeah, those are my three favorite. And I'm sure I will find. Oh, Gate of Ivory too. I really like his voice. Okay. Performers, tell me about the environment that you record in. My bedroom. Any kind of special apparatus to assist you in the recording? No. I just started, so I had one person offer me some scripts, and that was really sweet. And I've seen a few people who put script offers out, and I'm just like, oh, I really want to do it. And so, yeah, now I'm going to be doing those. So, if I see something, I will do it. Spontaneous. That's me. No. Has anyone in your real life ever remarked that you have a sexy voice? No. I guess what I get a lot is, oh, you have such an innocent voice. I can't picture you doing anything bad. It's just a voice. You're underestimating me. Thank you. No. But yeah. That's it. Okay. Number eight. What do you feel is your most unappreciated, overlooked, or underrated work? I write short stories, and I'm working on a book right now. And I used to write a lot of song lyrics and poetry, and anytime I would stand up to read some of it because I had to and I needed participation points for school. And it was something that I was really proud of, and it meant a lot to me because it had a lot of meaning, and it was just tossed under, yeah. It was like, meh, it's fine. And it really hurt me, and it You know, when somebody discourages you like that, and especially in front of a whole class, you're like, oh gosh, please don't look at me. I don't ever want to do anything again. But then you gotta get over that. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, you have to get over that and just keep pushing through. And that's what I've been doing, and my writing has gotten better, and a lot of other people have appreciate it, and I'm glad I didn't quit. Okay. What function does GWA and your GWA persona have in your sex life? Does it allow you to fantasize about things that you would never or could never do in real life? Or is it just a natural representation of who you are sexually? I haven't really gone into the sexual audios, but I am really curious as to what I could find and what I could do with it. So I can't really answer that question, but I don't know. I haven't discovered my persona yet. So we will see. You guys will go on this journey with me to who my persona is. And last question. Tell me about the comment or PM that made your day, week, year. Just all you guys from, what, like 10 hours ago or something, just all these really sweet people saying, oh my gosh, I love your voice. I can't wait to hear what you have to offer and just things like that. And I'm just like, oh, I'm glad. It makes me feel glad that I put something up finally and that people want to hear what I have. But yeah, I'm excited to start posting stuff. I don't know when. I don't have a set schedule yet, but this is my first thing, so I hope it's okay. All right, and that's the end of the questions. And all right, I hope you guys are having a good day, and I will see you. Well, not see you. I will talk to you in the next audio. Bye. Oh, awkward. I'm sorry.